Together, Prime Minister.
Thank you very much, Andrew, for that introduction, and thank you for the welcome to the Institute of Government. We're enjoying working with you, particularly on education policy, where you did so much under the last government to advance the cause of academy schools and independence within the state sector, something this government has taken up with alacrity, and we want to continue working on that. But today I want to talk about what we are doing to get a grip on immigration in our country. I know the sense out there is that mass migration is inevitable in a globalised society and a modern economy, and as a result, it's just all too difficult for one country to control its own borders. Added to that, with migration from the EU to worry about as well, people feel powerless to address half the problem anyway. But today, I'm going to argue how I believe this government can act in a way that will genuinely tackle the problem and avoid the dangers that opponents of reform have put forward. First, we need to be clear about what the problem is. And I know this is an issue that people feel really passionately about. And I know the debate around immigration is not always a healthy one. It often swings between extremes, between those who argue strongly that migration is an unalloyed good, vital for our economic success, and those who say it completely undermines our economy because immigrants come and take all our jobs. The debate rages between those who attack caution about immigration as somehow racist and xenophobic, and those who plead that our communities just can't cope with the demands of ever greater numbers flooding in. I have a very clear view about this issue. I've never shied away from talking about immigration. I call for reform and clear limits in opposition, and I am determined to deliver on this agenda in government. So let me tell you how I see it. Yes, some immigration is a good thing. It is right that we should attract the brightest and the best to Britain. We genuinely need foreign investors and entrepreneurs to come here. In the same way that many people take advantage of opportunities to work and study and live overseas, many of our own communities here have been enriched by the contribution of generations of migrants. Our schools and universities have some of the best teachers, researchers, and students from all over the world, and we should be proud of that. Our hospitals are full of talented doctors and nurses caring for the sick and vulnerable. Our high streets are home to entrepreneurs who are not just adding to the local economy, but playing a vital part in local life. And yes, Britain will always be open to those who are seeking asylum from persecution. That says something very important about the kind of country we are, and we should be proud of that too. But excessive immigration brings pressures, real pressures on our communities up and down the country, pressures on schools, housing and healthcare, and social pressures too. When large numbers of people arrive in new neighbourhoods, perhaps not all able to speak the same language as those who live there, perhaps not always wanting to integrate, perhaps seeking simply to take advantage of our NHS, paid for by our taxpayers, there is discomfort and tension in some of our communities. And crucially, while it is crude and wrong to say that immigrants come to Britain to take all our jobs, there's no doubt that badly controlled immigration has compounded the failure of our welfare system and effectively allowed governments and employers to carry on with a waste of people stuck on welfare when they should be working. And there is also the concern that relatively uncontrolled immigration can hurt the low-paid and the low-skilled, while the better-off reap many of the benefits. So I think it's absolutely right to address all of these concerns. Because if people don't feel that mainstream political parties understand these issues, they will turn instead to those who seek to exploit these issues to create social unrest. And there's an even bigger reason for addressing immigration too. It's about fairness, real fairness. Fairness for people already living here, working here, contributing here, who worry about finding work, getting a good school for their children, and affording a good house. For too long, they've been overlooked in this debate, and it is time to do right.